You're listening to Radio South and 96.4 FM. I'm Rach, and in the studio today I have Michelle. Michelle is from the New Zealand Institute of Safety Management, Southland. Thanks for coming in, Michelle.
No problem.
So the Southland Health, Safety and Wellbeing Expo is coming up. It's something that you did last year, sort of.
In 2019,
yeah. That's right. Yep. COVID
stopped it.
It did, yes. So you're back this year, and yes. You've added wellbeing.
We have, yes. Yeah. Very important part of health and safety.
It is, in fact, isn't it?
It is.
Because stress, burnout, all of these things can actually be a health and safety issue.
Absolutely, and often forgotten.
Yes. It's on Wednesday the 16th of June.
Yes, that's right.
ILT Stadium Southland, that's of course in Surrey Park Road here in Invercargill. And is it from 9 to 5?
9 to 5.
Yeah. Entry is free. Who's your target audience? Who would you love to have come along?
Anyone in business generally, and also because we've added that wellbeing, anybody who may just want to find out more about how they can help their own wellbeing. So basically it's open to anyone.
So how does the expo go? Is it a mixture of talks, workshops, store visiting? How does the day flow?
Yep, we've got stalls, exhibitors showing their products or services. We've got two discussion panels during the day, and we've got speakers rolling during the day as well. So, yeah, nice. There'll be something for everyone at all times.
Mm. You've got exhibitors from around New Zealand coming down to sort of talk about what they do, what they can offer businesses, individuals possibly now too, I'm guessing, and stuff that they're developing to help improve the health and safety of workplaces. You've got a fair list there, which we'll mention in a minute. One of the ones that I spotted on Facebook is one called Vertical Horizons. What are they all about?
So they are all about training. So anything from health and safety rep training, just the level 1 and 2, up to sort of height safety training, everything like that. So most businesses would require some sort of training that they offer.
Yep. Cool. Then you've also got Eco Portal.
Yeah. So Eco Portal, they're major sponsors of NZISM, and they have an amazing software program that can suit any business needs, so that you can go paperless and everything's on your phones, on your tablets. That's
a great thing in what is becoming a more remote workplace
world. Yep. So that's a fantastic service to definitely check out.
Actually, that's an interesting point. Remote work is increasing after COVID. Health and safety when you're working remotely, interesting topic.
It is definitely setting people up at home and still making sure that they've got all their health and safety requirements there. It's quite hard for a lot of businesses.
Yeah, it would be. Who else have you got coming along?
So some of our other gold exhibitors, Safety First, which is a local shop here, Blackwood Safety, Adaptive Health and Safety, SIT, E-Roads and Get Home Safe. And then some of our silver exhibitors are Site Safe, Fleet Coach, PWFP and Vertical Horizons and Eco Portal are also in there.
Cool. Yep. What do I know? For instance, Safety First largely sells health and safety gear. What sort of themes do these organisations cover?
These other ones. So we've got the drug and alcohol side testing and knowledge there. We've recently even got a printing company that will print all your health and safety forms that you need.
Oh, nice.
Then asbestos testing and removal, fire safety, driving safety. Consultants, and we've got a company that does risk and crisis management, so to de-escalate a situation in the workplace.
Really important skill, as very sadly shown.
Absolutely,
yes. Cool. Business buy-in, you know, you've done this before. How have businesses and representatives who've attended the expo in the past, what have they got out of it?
We had great feedback from last time. A lot of people who just didn't know what was out there for them in their business. So that was great to hear that. And from the speakers, we had just incredible feedback, just the knowledge that our speakers had and that people learned from. And it was wonderful to see some companies, I'll mention the building company, Carter, DJ Carter, I think it is, they brought all their guys through.
Oh, wow.
Which was fantastic to see, that it wasn't just the management coming through, it was just the workers as well.
Mm.
Yep.
So that's something maybe for businesses to consider, not just the boss heading along, but actually, you know,
the workers, health and safety reps. Yeah. Mm.
So 9 to 5, if you're a business locally or an individual who wants to go down, maybe now, because we've got about a month out, slot a space in your diary to block that out and head on down and learn some really important things about health and safety and new innovative developments in the area as well, right?
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Thanks, Michelle, for coming in today and having a chat about it. I hope the event goes really well.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Radio Southland 96.4 FM.